Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, imagine an agitated person who forms a career railing against doctors after learning of a surgeon who committed gross malpractice. This non-medically trained agitator uses questionable means to eventually become a hospital administrator to implement her radical policy of slashing budgets for medical care and personnel. And to appease her, everybody in the hospital must follow her rage and ideology rather than proven medical science. Who would go to that hospital? And yet, this is the principle that U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat, Minnesota, seeks to inflict upon the law enforcement community. This principle is in play in the wake of a recent ruling by the Minnesota Supreme Court. When voters head to the polls, they will decide whether to eliminate the Minneapolis charter requirement of police department and replace it with a public safety department that employs a public health approach. And as Omar weighs in on this topic, she brings to the table her considerable inexperience to the world of law enforcement, once again weaponizing the power provided her by Minneapolis voters and a sycophantic media. She accelerates as the bus careens off the cliffs. While she's firmly protected by the shields of others, Omar seems to enjoy a perverse pleasure in tarnishing precinct shields across her district and beyond. And why the people of Minnesota's 5th District elected this woman remains a mystery. But the majority of citizens in her district evidently approve of her rhetoric, behavior, and agenda. And yet, despite her problematic rise to power and anti-Semitic controversies, the media and a woke-obsessed culture allow Ilhan Omar free to spew hateful ideology with little pushback or consequence at all, ever. And in the face of those rare challenges to her statements and policies, all she has to do is cry racism. And the pre-printed passes afforded to her flow quickly. And she continues. Not restrained at all, totally unconstrained. Rule of law serves as the anchor to a civilized society. And police officers function as the linchpin for the peace. They are entrusted with great authority. They possess the ability and sometimes the mandate to wield lethal force. And sometimes they get it wrong, and sometimes they are wrong. But I'll tell you something that hasn't happened yet. Since the days of Cain and Abel, we as a species are not evolving in our character. We are stagnant currently. We haven't really moved that much. We have iPhones, we have iPads, we have Netflix and DoorDash and all this other stuff that we can do on with phones, but we're not evolving. The seven deadly sins continue to plague human beings as they have for eons. The only change is our efficiency in exercising the darker parts of our souls and thus the need for checks and balances. And regretfully, law enforcement officers themselves remain subject to the same vices that afflict the human condition, because they are human. So they're not beyond it, they're not above it, they're not, you know, no way to get past it. And recently, FBI hearings revealing the unchecked abuse of young girls in gymnastics demonstrate that even the highest law enforcement in the land get it wrong. And when they do, regular, normal people suffer. And I wonder why Omar has chosen not to call for the defunding of the FBI on behalf of the lives of so many young girls who will live with the lifetime of trauma. But local law enforcement is always an easy target. Maligning a profession based upon the actions of a few is a low-hanging fruit to those striding the halls of power. And contrary to what we hope, division still serves as the currency of politics. If you split a people, you could emerge as a savior for one side who, with the aid of their generous donations, allow you to fight against this enemy that you created. You helped fabricate the enemy. It's a great racket that has made multimillionaires out of marginal people for decades. Sadly, this media barrage slamming a fearful population often overpowers common sense and critical thinking. A lot of ignorance is still out there, and it is our greatest liability. It is not like the education system regularly promotes love of the country, respect for the rule of law, or even shows some esteem for the founding principles of the Constitution. Now, I would have expected with Ilhan Omar, because she fled poverty and corruption and lawlessness of Somalia, and she seems intent on remaking what she left, that chaotic area. Department of State's Overseas Security Advisor Council maintains dire warnings about Ilhan Omar's native country. And as violent crimes and murders hit record numbers in her district in Minneapolis, she seems eager to lend her roots of lawlessness and division to the ongoing decline of one of America's great cities. This is where my network is. This is where my producer is sitting right now, Minneapolis. And applying her policies to the current challenges in her home country might prove enlightening to all. But until such an exercise is attempted, she is content to inflict her ideas on the state of Minnesota and America at large. And the country she represents, and Congress took an unfavorable view of her birth country. Categorized at level 4, the State Department indicates travelers should not travel to the country due to crime, terrorism, civil unrest, health issues, kidnapping, and piracy. Eerily, this sounds a lot like our own district. Unless voters in Minneapolis wish to find their city and homes receiving warnings like the State Department's against Omar's home country, they might want to reconsider whom they entrust with power. One of the things I hear about happening in these various areas, these various subdivisions in parts of Minnesota, in her district, is bands of Somalis, because there's a lot of Somalis there, will ride into a subdivision where some housewife will be taking out garbage. Doesn't matter if she's black, white, whatever. And they'll, as they're driving by, they'll be like, "Hey, we're going to come and take your house, and we're going to enslave you. We're going to take you from your husband." And they'll be going up and down the street. They'll be, you know, passing cars. They'll be, you know, whatever this Somalian high five is they'll be doing as they pass each other. But this is going on right now. Imagine you taking your garbage out and a band of military-aged men rolls up on you and goes, "Hey, we're going to take your house and turn you into a sex slave." Females, imagine that. Or, and for your husbands, your boyfriends, your significant, whatever it may be. They get to, they're not immune from this too, because they come in and take the house, and you would think there'd be a little violence perpetrated against them. That's happening today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And she gets away with it. She's doing this with impunity, so. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. What's going on right now is not nearly as complicated as I once thought it was. We are in the middle of a top-down insurrection. All that it ever needed was a sufficient number of conspirators in key positions to network with each other. And the numbers needed were large, and that's why it took so many years to take hold. Once that threshold was reached, circa 2015-2016, the treachery began in full swing. They were delayed by one mistake, a really big one, in 2016. They underestimated the amount of electoral fraud that was needed to put Hillary Clinton in the White House, and that set them back 4 years. But by 2020, the insurrectionists understood their error and did not repeat it again. And this time the fraud was massive. It was too large to hide, but on the other hand, there was no longer any need for concealment. Nobody in power was ever going to oppose the reported results, save for President Trump and a very few others, but there was not enough of them to be effective. As of now, there are a few loose ends to be tied up before the takeover is strong enough to make us into another Cuba. Top is secure, but the bottom is a little bit unsteady. And one of those loose ends is that pesky Second Amendment. Or more precisely stated, the people who exercise it. That's you. That's me. It's not that those in power cannot prevail against an armed rebellion of the citizens. They can. Or they think they can. They also know, however, that it would be messy. You know, Spartacus never really stood a chance against the Roman Empire, but he still defeated a legion while trying, and he made a mess of things for quite some time. So people who wield absolute power can never relax for a moment while the possibility of another Spartacus lurks beneath the surface. And the Second Amendment is the loose end that momentarily has introduced uncertainty among the schemers for whom certainty is the ultimate goal. The certainty bequeathed by permanent absolute power. What most discomforts them in authority is that the very purpose of the Second Amendment is to enable the common man to overthrow them when they abuse their power. And abuse that they have and do and are. The fear of this is real. This is why so many of those arrested on January 6, 2021 are being held in solitary confinement. They're being denied access to the lawyers or the press, and they're subjected to cruel punishment. Watching this take place has become like watching this massive hurricane approaching. You can batten down the hatches, you can store up on the food and the water, but nothing can stop the hurricane. And against it, all this talk and blogging and commentary are little more than the sound of a reed in the ever-increasing wind. But there are two hopes out there. First, the parents of public school children are outraged that their children are being indoctrinated by radical leftists and morally undermined by sexual perverts lecturing in the class, in one case by a man with bared buttocks. Will the parents act effectively? If the general public fails to protect its children, there is no hope. The second hope, as is well known, is that those in government tend to be inept. And this is why in communist nations, the great leaps forward have always tended to fall flat on their faces, worsening the economic deprivation that communism inherently inflicts on the millions of subjugated people. And how does that apply here? Well, to paraphrase Barack Obama, never underestimate the ability of Biden to mess things up. You can apply this to progressives in general. Neither of these two hopes is dependably likely to save the Republic. This leaves one last desperate dream, which is the Black Swan event. A Black Swan event is one that is unforeseeable, one which can have catastrophic consequences. And these events, once they occur, when you look back at them, they seem to have been inevitable all along, but only in retrospect. And we've had the Treaty of Versailles was a Black Swan event, because that set up Hitler. That set up the Holocaust. And I'm sure there have been others too. I don't have the time to go into a bunch of details on some of these. But this is the thing that we have to bear in mind. We could be the Black Swan event for the progressives. And while some of what I just told you is in motion, and they're trying to do it right now, they are trying their very level best to do everything I just described. They want to. They think they're going to get to. Still, the problem with fraud, as it is with everything that they do, is that it requires something they can't possibly control and ensure. And the red-pilled America now, there will be other things come to light between now and the 2022 election and the 2024 election. And those things will come to light, and people will say, but we can't do anything about it. Why? What difference does it make if we... Well, it makes a big difference. Because the people doing this to you, do you see what they want to do to you? Do you see how far they want to take it? And we can sit back and say, oh, thanks, the Supreme Court held us down this time. Oh, good, the Senate parliamentarian held him up this time. We can't. We can't take that guarantee. If you heard the opening of the show, when I was talking about the passengers of Flight 93, sometimes we have to look at the truth as it is presented to us, and we have to understand that we don't have the luxury of time to sit back and simply say, hey, I'll get to it. Sometimes you just have to go and do it. And we'll see. Where this takes us, we're going to see. We are going to see. Let's just say that I'm tightening bolts as we go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with members from all parts of the Democratic Party on Wednesday. The White House saying he'll meet with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Biden then meeting with moderates of the party and then finally meeting with progressives. The Biden administration is investigating whether reins being held by Border Patrol on horseback were used to whip Haitian illegal immigrants trying to get into the United States. President of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, tells Fox News he's confident agents weren't misusing the reins, which he says are for keeping people away from danger.
None of our agents strike people with those reins. It doesn't happen, and it didn't happen in this case, which is why I welcome this investigation. These agents will be exonerated.
USA Radio News. Gunfire erupted at a school bus stop in Louisville on Wednesday when a car pulled up to a group of students waiting there, killing one student. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher says he's emotionally distraught over the incident.
As a father and a grandfather, this breaks my heart. And even the most caring words seem inadequate in offering solace to a family suffering such irreplaceable loss.
Two other students suffered minor injuries. The murderer remains at large. Former President George W. Bush will headline a fundraiser for Congresswoman Liz Cheney. The hawkish Wyoming Republican is facing a tough re-election due to her persistent criticism of former President Trump. Cheney is the daughter of Bush's former Vice President, Dick Cheney. The fundraiser is reportedly set for Dallas in mid-October. Trump is backing Cheney's Republican opponent, attorney Harriet Hageman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. There's one thing you can be sure of, and I mean, we need to file this away and remember this, because this is the way it is. It doesn't matter how outrageous you feel about how outraged you are at this. No one in the garbage elite sucks so much that they will ever have to pay for it. You might get canceled if you inadvertently address some non-binary two-spirit femme-leaning otherkin as a non-binary two-spirit femme-curious otherkin, or if you become unuseful to the leftist machine, you might get hounded into resignation for cavorting with leftist gals who understood exactly the kind of damn men that they were cozying up to. But if you wreck a state, if you let kids get molested or killed, or preside over America's greatest strategic loss and worldwide humiliation in a generation, this is your lucky epoch. You're not going to get punished. You're going to be praised. Praised, I tell you. And that's bad, because civilization, you know, a civilization that lacks accountability for those who presume to be its elite soon lacks civilization. Take Gavin Hairstyle Newsom, for example. He's presided over the Golden State's morph into a super-rating cesspool of hobo dung and crime, at least for the poor's peoples. Those things still aren't allowed in the kind of Trader Joe's demographic neighborhoods inhabited by the sexually frustrated wine moms who make up the voting base that keep sending these dem tools like Newsom to Sacramento. And they won't hold Newsom any more accountable than they do the screaming brats Ashley and Caden in the frozen goods aisle. No, Newsom is unchastened. He'll continue to screw up at what will no doubt is going to be no doubt a much increased velocity now that the dumb Californians have decided to give him a pass. And he'll be even worse now that his ego is as swollen as Nicki Minaj's brother's friends. Well, we can't say that. A French laundry toast to never having to say you're sorry. Clink, clink. And then there's that looming doofus James Comey. We all know that he, you know, we know he covered up for his pal Hillary, then tried to undercut Trump, who mistakenly thought that being elected president meant he would actually get to be president. The FBI's reputation was no great shakes before Comey, and before he showed his pinched sissy face on the scene, but when he left the house Hoover built, it was a raging five-alarm fire of failure. Recently, Congress probed the FBI about the scuzzbag Olympic team doctor who was probing the girls of the gymnastics team, which the FBI knew all about, just like they know all about the rampage shooters that are about to happen and all this other stuff. And the Bureau did nothing. It apparently had more pressing business, like framing Trump people for making Democrats mad. Nor could the FBI be bothered to stop a variety of school and other shooters. So when one of these atrocities goes down, you can be sure of two things. The killer's not a Trump-loving Christian NRA member, and the FBI knew about him. Hey, Mr. Comey, how's that Las Vegas investigation going? Oh, I know, I forgot. You're off making buku bucks off your crappy tenure. And then there's Mark Milley, the general who never met a war that he didn't lose or couldn't lose. But, you know, even if he can't destroy the enemy, it doesn't mean there isn't plenty he can destroy. And with his ridiculous brown uniform, army drag from back when we won wars, he's managed to destroy American civil-military relations, destroying America's reputation for being a military power to be feared, and destroy the cohesion of the greatest military in human history. He alternatively claims America's most perilous peril is the weather or whatever white rage is. China? No, they're pals. He didn't resign when he had to close Bagram and pull out our troops before pulling out the civilians. And now he's assuring his real bosses, which apparently are the Chi-Coms, that he'll give them a helpful heads up of the balloons about to go up. A sensible society would reward this buffoon with a short walk off of a short plank. But what will happen to Mark Matoon Milley? We're already seeing it. He has the highest confidence of the president. He's getting high praise from the blue checks and the pinkos and the rest of his elite pals. Accountability? No. How about accolades? Now, you might wonder how society can function if the people at its heights are not held to account for screwing up. And you might observe that unpunished failure breeds more failure. And that when it becomes clear that no one is getting fired or flogged for fouling things up, you're going to get more fouling up of things. And we have. What's the American institution now that works? Which one is good to go? Is academia good to go? Is Hollywood good to go? Is the media good to go? Name one that's not in the middle of lighting its credibility on fire with normal folks. Just one. Pick one. Now, it's easier in the short term this way, at least for our elite mandarins. They've made a gentleman's agreement not to hold each other responsible for anything, and it's sort of working. The problem is it can't go on forever. The collapse will come. It can't not come. Slowly, our institutions will teeter and crumble, and then suddenly they will collapse entirely. And the people who run them will be surprised, but we won't. And when that happens, in the chaos that, you know, what happens in that chaos that's going to follow? Now, for some of us that have a few skills here and there, we're probably going to be okay. But what about these arrogant, elitist jerks whose only skill is preening and preaching to their alleged lessers? What are they going to do? Well, they're going to find out about accountability the hard way. See, the problem for people that don't know what they're doing, like the left, is that all of this divisiveness that they're stirring up is just one. The black swan event for them would be if all of a sudden black America, white America, Latino America, trans America, gay America, if all of America decided to say to each other, let's us unite. Because then that divisive linchpin that they hold, that, you know, to where they can make villains and heroes, when that's gone, that's a problem. How do they get past that? Well, they won't. And when if it goes down the way it looks like it might, those of us with a skill set, people will be coming to us, and we will take them in, and we'll treat them right. We'll treat them like we treat ourselves. Then, accountability will be at hand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. This past Saturday was the date for the J6 rally, organized by a political advocacy group called Look Ahead America. It was billed as a rally in support of those who've been charged with nonviolent offenses to protest their disparate treatment at the hands of the Department of Justice and the judiciary. Our event on Saturday, like all of our other events, is 100% peaceful First Amendment exercise. We've had a dozen successful protest events around the country, including two in the District of Columbia, and we've worked on a daily basis with the Capitol Hill Police to ensure this is a safe and successful event. They have a website with a mission statement. Our mission is to register, educate, and enfranchise those disaffected citizens and assure that their voices are not just heard, but he did, and that the American dream becomes their dream again. Well, you can donate, you can volunteer, and you can become active in this organization if you so desire. They're headquartered in Washington, D.C., with a leadership board of experienced individuals who worked in the Trump and other campaigns and in political advocacy, similar in experience to those you might find in other political think tanks and advocacy groups. There's nothing secretive about their events or where they stand on the issues, unlike nebulous groups like Antifa, who organize in the shadows through message boards and behind a black mask. But it was to be the essence of free political speech, a peaceful protest and rally for a political cause. No different than the myriad of other similar events held in Washington, D.C. This would be similar to the Pink-Hatted Women's March featuring James Comey, or George Floyd protest showcasing Mitt Romney. And yet, the media and the Democrats, they painted a far more sinister picture. CNN warned, renewed fears of political violence gripped Capitol Hill ahead of right-wing rally. The Biden administration cautioned
DHS intelligence bulletin warns of small number of online threats of violence ahead of Justice for J6 rally. I don't remember seeing similar warnings ahead of any of the many BLM protests last summer. Speaker Nancy Pelosi took the warning seriously, demanding fences and barriers not on America's open southern border, but around her domain. If only they were security conscious regarding stranded Americans in Afghanistan. This was to be the next insurrection. The first insurrection didn't work out quite as severely as they wanted it to be. So we needed a second one. And, that was one when Trump encouraged his supporters to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. So they wandered from the Trump speech to the U.S. Capitol, where police officers felt so threatened, they posed for selfies and appeared to open gates for protesters during the madness of the Capitol building insurrection. And despite the claims by Democrats, the media, and a handful of useless Republican idiots, including a former Republican president, that January 6th was on par with 9/11, the only fatality came when a black police officer, a black Capitol police officer, shooting an unarmed white woman. Can you but imagine if the roles were reversed? Can you imagine how that would have played out? Now, was January 6th a giant setup, an entrapment scheme by the FBI to blame Trump supporters and other innocents? We've heard how the many unindicted co-conspirators on legal documents were likely undercover FBI agents attempting to entrap, then arrest innocent protesters wandering through the Capitol that afternoon. Surely the FBI wouldn't do that now, would they? Actually, they have a long history of doing that. Richard Jewell, he was falsely accused by the FBI of bombing the Olympic Park in Atlanta in 1996. They entrapped General Michael Flynn, destroying his life through a multi-year legal battle. Of the 12 of the 18 supposed would-be kidnappers of Michigan Governor Whitmer, they were FBI informants. And there's Spygate, a fabricated tale woven by the Clinton campaign, FBI, DOJ, to seditiously undermine a presidential election and subsequent administration. And then there's their botched investigation over, the sexual abuse of the Olympic gymnasts. Abusing young women was an unimportant for the matter for the FBI, yet they sent 15 special agents lickety-split to investigate a garage door handle in NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace's garage that supposedly looked like a noose. It's sort of, the trends are there. Now back to the J6 rally. Anybody with half a brain could see that was another FBI entrapment scheme to justify more arrests and more prisoners in solitary confinement awaiting trial for walking benignly through the U.S. Capitol. Social media was full of warnings to stay away from the trap. Even Trump warned that it was a setup. And as usual, Trump was right. The Daily Mail reported protesters outnumbered by police as just a handful of demonstrators turned up. That is never, ever a good circumstance when your whole thing is a setup. Never. One of the only a few arrests was a comical scene of feds dressed like Star Wars stormtroopers arresting one of their own, who was also an undercover cop. And then there's the pièce de résistance, the photo making the rounds on social media and the subject of endless memes featuring a half dozen 30-something men, tall, lean, muscular, with matching watches and sunglasses, hiding watchful eyes where their Bermuda shorts hides their guns. They're trying to look like MAGA protesters when their dress is more suited for a group's Sunday brunch in Brooklyn or a Abercrombie and Fitch catalog photo shoot. One note to take into consideration here is they were all maskless, and I wonder if Mr. Ouchie Fauci is going to be asked to comment on this, as he recently warned against large outdoor gatherings and COVID transmission. The only thing missing was AOC with her tax-the-rich costume to complete the staged and contrived event. And rather than entrapping some poor souls coming out to support the Constitution of the Republic, the FBI stepped in it. And it won't be long until some enterprising internet sleuths identify the undercover feds, confirming which agency they actually work for, likely the FBI, based on their track record of infiltration and entrapment. Should the FBI change our motto from fidelity, bravery, and integrity to false, bogus indictments? Maybe something like that. But it turns out they threw an insurrection party last weekend and nobody showed up, except their own agents. Maybe they were being paid time and a half for their weekend work. I don't know. Oh, goodness. Yep. Interesting times we live in. But keep your eyes open and understand the only difference between us and the passengers of Flight 93 is that we do have to make a decision based upon real truth. Just not as quickly as they did it. But we should be doing it as quickly as they did it. And we'll be back in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.